the person were to say that I owed him $10 billion, my situation would be hopeless. I don't think the combined assets of all the people I know would amount to $10 billion. But our moral obligation to God is far greater than a $10 billion monetary debt. What is the nature of our debt to God? He has commanded us to be holy, even as He is holy, to be perfect, even as He is perfect. With one sin, one transgression, we fall hopelessly short of that standard, placing ourselves in a position of indebtedness we can never escape. You've heard the adage that everyone's entitled to one mistake. That's part of the entitlement mentality of the United States, where we think we have rights to all kinds of things. In truth, the only thing we're entitled to is everlasting punishment in hell. God never said we are entitled to one mistake. And if we were, how long ago did each of us use up our one mistake? We have sinned against God and His perfect holiness multiple times since we got out of our beds this morning. How great is our debt after a lifetime of sin? The Apostle Paul, speaking about unbelievers, said, "In accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Romans chapter 2, verse 5. Paul was saying that every day a person lingers in this life without falling on his knees.